We've been around for 15 years now as the Colorado Foundation for Water Education, and we've developed this treasure trove of resources on water, and we've built a credible reputation for ourselves and our programs and our treatment of the issues. But now we're working to build a bigger tent to inform and engage more Coloradans. So this change is really about becoming more accessible, making water education more accessible. You know, we really want every Coloradan to know where their water comes from and to have some understanding of what is involved in getting that to them. And, you know, having this shorter and easier name is one way that people can better remember our organization, refer friends and neighbors and colleagues to us, and just find our programs more easily.
Along with the name change, I read that you will be updating the website in spring of 2018, and you've also come up with a new logo.
So our new logo is basically an artistic interpretation of the state's 8 major watersheds. There's a lot of increased focus through the Basin Roundtable process on conversations in between river basins so that Coloradans understand what's happening elsewhere with their neighbors that impacts them and how we can work more cooperatively toward a sustainable water future.
In the 15 years that this foundation has existed, have you seen major improvements in people's familiarity with water issues in Colorado?
Yes, water has become a major issue. Of course, drought and crisis really sparks more interest and engagement from the public. But certainly water education as a whole is something that comes up in every conversation around water, just how important it is. And so our organization is really uniquely positioned to have been working in this field for so long and to be a statewide leader in providing water information and educational programming. You know, but we have new Coloradans moving to Colorado every single month, and we have Coloradans who've lived here all their lives, but they've grown up in urban communities and been disconnected from their water. And so, you know, there's so many more people that we have to touch, and we just can't wait to get more people into our community of Water Education Colorado.
You mentioned a lot of people are moving here. How's everything looking as far as how much water is coming off of the mountains and whether it's enough to sustain the growing populations on the Front Range?
That's an excellent question, and that's a major part of the conversation that's taking place statewide right now with the adoption of Colorado's water plan in 2015. You know, which was a major undertaking by the Colorado Water Conservation Board, initiated by an executive order of Governor Hickenlooper. The statewide water plan identified a major gap if we keep moving with our current status quo between municipal water supply and demand by 2050 with expected population growth. So there are many players who are involved in looking for solutions to addressing that gap and to closing that gap in sustainable ways while protecting the resources that we care so deeply about with our rivers and our streams and our natural spaces. I wouldn't say that we have solved this issue, but there is tremendous momentum brought about by the state water plan and the Basin Roundtable process in looking to address those issues both through new water supply projects, but also through water conservation and alternatives to permanent water transfers from agriculture to municipalities, and through better managing and stewarding our resources and taking advantage of ways that we can have multiple partner and multi-use benefits. There's a lot that's left to be done, but I'm optimistic about the future. Thank you so much for highlighting what we're doing. I really appreciate that.